With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. A pool of very cold air is set to descend from Canada into the Northern Plains this weekend. Forecasters say high temperatures may not reach zero, and people who are concerned about the weather should find a way to stay warm before the cold conditions arrive. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
People on the Northern Plains should get ready for two slow-moving storms over the next several days. The first could bring a mix of rain or wet snow before the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Carrie Hanko says not much accumulation is forecast, but she says incredibly cold air will follow that system.
Well, we're looking at temperatures to drop well below zero in the overnight hours. In fact, we're looking at probably in the teens below zero Saturday night into Sunday night. Sunday looks to be one of the coldest days we've seen so far this winter season. It's only looking at highs right around zero, within a few degrees above or below.
Hanko says anyone worried about staying warm should start planning for the conditions as soon as they can.
If you're out and about, just make sure you dress for the temperatures. It's going to be bitterly cold out there. Be careful. If you are concerned about the heat in your household, seek out your friends, seek out the neighbors, look for help at a shelter near you.
Hanko says the cold weather could continue into the middle of next week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
The state will no longer give Sioux City, Iowa police addresses through a system that Sioux City police had used to find drivers caught on speed cameras. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard's office says the ban went into effect yesterday. The governor's policy advisor, Matt Konenkamp, says police in Sioux City can still get a hold of a driver's name and information about the vehicle. A two-year-old law prohibits South Dakota from sharing driver information if that information is used to collect a civil fine for a violation caught on camera. Sioux City Police Chief Doug Young has said South Dakota officials blocked the private contractor supervising the cameras from accessing information, but adds his department was still able to find what they needed. Cloudy tonight, snow becoming likely south.